Welcome, welcome, welcome. You are tuned into Love and Law Podcast. This is your girl, Sasha. And I'm bringing you the sauce. Episode 2 of Love and Law Podcast. We are here. We are live. We are moving. Today we're going to be talking about identity theft. Something that the Spirit of God rested on my heart a few months back. And I want to share it with you because I hope that it will bless you the way that it has blessed me. And so, you know, let's just open up with a quick prayer. Father God, as we come before you today, Lord God, we just want to thank you, Lord God, for this day, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God, for the ability to come before you, oh God. Father God, thank you for the blessing that it is to chase after your presence, oh God. Oh, Father God, as we go through this 30 minutes, Lord God, or maybe a little bit more, oh God. We just want you to just rest in our midst, oh God. Father God, we pray for your peace. We pray for your joy to rest upon the ears that are listening, oh God. Father God, we pray that every word that come out of my mouth, Father God, further your will, Lord God. Father God, replace my thoughts with your thoughts, oh God, so that your will be done through me, oh God. And we just pray over this message, Lord God, that it reach the heart and the ears that it was meant for, oh God, and bless them, oh God, and help them, Father God, to come to you, Father God, and enjoy the peace that it is that rests in you, Lord God. And we pray this, Lord God, and all things through your beloved Son's name, our Lord and reigning King, Jesus Christ. Amen. 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 Oh, what a beautiful day it is. I look kind of tired because I am. I am. I have had a long night and a long day, mostly because it was the sun. But I'm grateful. I'm grateful. I'm grateful. And I'm still blessed. And so I want to come to you today with a message because I think a lot of us, especially women, men too, right? For all my fellows that are listening, come into our space and we constantly being robbed of our identity. And so I'm bringing that to you today. I just have a couple scriptures for you that I want to read. That's going to be the basis of our discussion, right? The first, we are going to take a look at John 10:10. Right? Where Jesus was talking here says, the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. I come that they may have life and have it to the full. Right? We're reading King James Version. It says in abundance. Okay? In abundance. Right? And I want you guys to keep that. Steal, kill, and destroy. Keep that in your mind because we're going to be talking about that. We're going to be using that as a basis of sifting, right? I also wanted to share with you guys Romans 5, and we're going to read verses 1 through 11. And it says, therefore, since we have been justified through faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have gained access by faith into this grace in which we now stand. And we rejoice in the hope of the glory of God. Not only so, but we also rejoice in our sufferings because we know that sufferings produces perseverance, and perseverance character, and character hope. And hope does not disappoint us because God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us. You see, as just the right time when we are still powerless, Christ died for the ungodly. Very rarely will anyone die for a righteous man through a good man. Someone might dare to die, but God demonstrated his own love for us In this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since we have now been justified by his blood, how much more shall we be saved from God's wrath through him? For if we were God's enemies, we were reconciled to him through the death of his son. How much more, having been reconciled, shall we be saved through his life? Not only this so, but also we rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. Okay, so here's where we are, right? The contrast over here, I'm not even going to say the left side because they don't even, it's the identifying side, right? We know the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Over here, right, we know that Christ came so that we could have life and life abundantly, right? We know this, right? This peace and this joy that exists, right? Through Christ's salvation. We know this, right? We also know that in that peace and joy is God's love, right? God's love. He loved us so much that yet while we were still sinners, he sent his son to die for us. That's how much he loves us, right? So we have those two things weighing on the side. And as I go through this, I want you to just keep in mind, I'm going to be pulling on each of those, right? Because I think the devil will have us out here thinking that we are just not enough, right? And I want us to get into the space, right? That if understanding that all the ideals that we hold, some of them don't belong to us. All the thoughts and perceptions that we have of ourselves, some of them don't belong to us. And my goal for the next 22 minutes is to share with you some things that's going to help you sift through those thoughts. Because I think oftentimes we sit in it, right? We sit in and we allow these thoughts to linger. And I'm going to tell you, your those negative thoughts, right? They stay in your mind and they just kind of grow roots and they move to your hearts and they become like part of who you are, right? Because they're taking roots in your heart, right? So a lot of us are out here taking on identities that don't belong to us. They don't belong to us, right? And when we understand this, we understand that we were made in the image of God. So by the very essence of that fact that we were made in the image of God, we are everything about us. Right? Everything that's good about us, right, belongs to God, right? It's a part of who we are, right? The goodness that is in us, right, shows God in that goodness, right? That is our true identity, right? God didn't make us to build in a negative space, right? We are created and perfectly, you know, fearless and wonderfully made for every season of our lives. Every season of our lives. And I want you to sit with that, right? Because oftentimes we think that, oh, you know, and I know for myself, I'm going to start with me because y'all know I always start with me, right? You know, when I was in high school, I had such a negative, Like, I held such a negative ideal of my physical image, you know? Like, I legit thought that I was overweight. I weighed like maybe like 125, 135-ish, something around there-ish, you know? But I was like, I was small up top and thick on the bottom, and I thought there was something wrong with my body. I held this negative value for who I was, you know, and it affected every single part of how I went, you know, how I navigated through life, my decisions, you know. Feeling worthwhile is such an important part of, you know, making good decisions, right? Feeling confident in who you are is such an important factor, right? In making good decisions. You know, we don't accept certain things when we know who we are. And so I had this negative image of who I was, you know, and I just allowed it to just consume me to a point where I found myself constantly in and out of this depressive state because I didn't feel worthy. I didn't feel worthy, you know? And growing up in Jamaica, I grew up with my grandfather and my aunt, you know, and my mom lived in the States, you know. Shout out to my mom. I love you. And my dad, you know, and I never had a relationship. And so that combined with my low body image set me in a place of just depression, just constant depression, in and out of a depressive state, right? Because I didn't go through and sift through those thoughts, right? And get a clear understanding, right? Of who I was, right? And so as I came into myself, I came into myself in knowing God, right? In knowing God and understanding his love and knowing Christ and understanding his love and compassion for me. And I came to an understanding of knowing who I was. And when I became into that space, I became powerful, right? Because I started to train myself in sifting through those thoughts, you know, specifically, you know, you go through, you're like, okay, well, you know, I'm too fat. Check it. Like, weight against this. Oh, we're going to do it over here. You know, weight against your standard, right? Does that thought come to steal, kill, or destroy? Right? It destroys the joy and the peace that God has given me, right? So it's not from God, right? It's not from God. And if it's not from God, it ain't mine. It's not mine. You came to the wrong house. You said, return to sender. Boop. Return to sender. It don't belong to you. Right? And so that's something that I want you guys to do. I want you to start going through and work through each day, right? Because it is a process. Go through each day, right? And sift through your thoughts. Sift through the ideals, how do you see yourself in this world, right? We live in a world that feels that confidence is somehow a bad thing, right? If you are confident, you aren't humble, or if you value yourself, that you somehow aren't, you know, godly. But I don't believe that. I don't believe that, right? Because I think one has nothing to do with the other. I believe that you should walk confidently. I was made by the creator of heaven and earth. Why wouldn't I be confident? Right? Why wouldn't I walk with pride, with my head held high and my shoulders up, proud of God's creation? Why wouldn't I love me the way that God loves me? That has nothing to do with being humble. That has nothing to do with you know, vanity is something different, okay? And I just want to keep words because, you know, words are important, okay? Vanity is different from confidence, okay? Confidence is understanding I know who I am and I walk in accordance with that knowledge, right? And so vanity is, it's all like exterior, like, you know, I'm buff or I'm beautiful or it's all superficial, right? That's not confidence. That's not what I'm talking about. Okay. So we clear, just so that we are clear, right? I'm talking about confidence and knowing who you are, right? Sifting through your thoughts, right? Sifting through your thoughts and throwing out those that don't belong there, right? Throwing out those that don't belong there. Anything that comes into your life that robs you of your joy should be evaluated. It should be evaluated, you know? Because I feel like the devil will have us believing that we are something that we're not. Right? Something that we're not. And a lot of us feel the way that we feel because it comes from a place of where we have misapplied, right? Or been, we've been deceived. We've been deceived to think that things that has happened to us are things that make up who we are. Right? You know, we go through life feeling as if things that have happened to us are negative experiences. Right? But I want to let you know, and I think I touched on it last week, those are your stones. Those are your stones. Those are your stones. Those are the stones that you're going to take and destroy those Goliaths. Okay? And something that I was having a conversation the other day and it just came up. You know, thank you, Holy Spirit, for these revelations. A fruit tree is fertilized by manure. A fruit tree is fertilized by manure. So you walk around here thinking that the negative things that have happened to you, right? Those sufferings, as the Apostle Paul mentioned, right? Are trauma that have taken away from who you are, but they were really just sent to you or allowed to come into your space, right? So that you could carry those stones. Right? They're fertilization for the seed that God has placed in you before you were even born. Because I strongly believe that we were all called to our generation. David was called to his generation. Samuel was called to his generation. Right? Elijah was called to his generation. Elisha was called to his generation. Right? And so we go through these things. We go through these things because it, see, let me back up. I believe that everything, God is in total control. And if we believe that God is in total control, then we have to see that, you know, in every aspects of our lives, right? In every aspects of our lives, God exists, right? He doesn't like take time out, right? We have to believe that in every aspect of our life, God exists. And if God is in every aspect of our lives, right, then when he allows things to come to us, right? And some of those things can be evil done to us, right? But I'm going to tell you something. If there wasn't goodness in it, it wouldn't have came to you, right? Because nothing bad could come from God. So there's goodness in it, right? But what the devil will have you thinking is that it's a negative experience, but it's not a negative experience. He wants you to think that it's a negative experience, because if you think that it's a negative experience, then you become powerless, because you put yourself in the space of being a victim, but you're not a victim. You're not a victim. You're a conqueror. You're a conqueror. God placed it in your life. He allowed it to come to you because he knew that you were going to take it. There's goodness in that. He needs you to take it. Take that stone, the power that rested in it, right? And knock down that Goliath. And I'm going to talk about the power that rests in going through these negative experiences. And I'm only using the word negative experiences so that we could have like an understanding, right? Because I don't believe that there are negative experiences. I believe that they are manure for the seed that God has placed in us. I believe that they're manure, right? And so in going through those negative experiences, right, we come into an understanding of the power that rests in it, right? The power that rests in it. And that power is a power of perception. See, when you could see things for what they are instead of what the devil wants you to think that they are, right? You become powerful. When you're able to see that this experience has brought me closer to God, and by virtue of being closer to God, right, I am full of his glory, right? Because I'm so close to him that I'm so powerful. I can't help but be powerful because of my closeness to him, right? And so these experiences draw you closer to God, right? And the closer we are to God, the more that we're able to see past them, right? But the devil will have you close your eyes and not believe that you are where you are, right? Because you walk around here, you're like, okay, this happened to me and I overcame that. But we're not overcomers. We don't overcome anything. We conquer it, right? We conquer it. We keep it below our feet. We conquer it, right? For me, in understanding something, I grew up feeling that spirit of rejection, right? When I came into understanding, God's like, see, you thought this was rejection, but this was my protection. See, I needed to orchestrate it so that you grew up in a space, because who I wanted you to be needed a certain environment, right? The devil would have me thinking otherwise, right? The devil would have me thinking otherwise. And so in understanding the truth, I'm able to see it for what it was and be empowered by it. And a lot of us have that, where we think things are negative. We look at life experiences from a negative space, right? And it just in the virtue of that negative space, right, we have given control to the enemy. We have given control to him. We are living by his narrative, right? We're living by his narrative. But if we come into the understanding that if it is in my life, it is in my life because God allowed it. God places yes stamp on it. And if God places yes stamp on it, there's goodness in it. And if there's goodness in it, I'm not going to look at it from a negative perspective. I'm going to look at it from a perspective that of understanding that God loves me. And if God loves me, there must be something in there that's going to allow me to grow. There must be something in there, in this, that is going to allow me to move into that space of power, of my calling, right? And so I want to, as we wrap up, I want you all to go through and I want you to write down on a notepad, right? I want you to write down on a notepad. Values. How do I value myself? How do I value myself? What are the negative experiences? And again, I'm just using that terminology for the sake of identifying those events, right? What are those experiences that I view as negative? I'll say it that way. What are those experiences that I view as negative that have held me captive, that have robbed me of my identity? Because, you know, again, we were created in God's image. And so by virtue of that, fearfully, wonderfully made, everything that is goodness is who I am. Everything else that is not, I'm going to send it. I'm going to return it to sender. So I want you to write down all your values, right? Not just the good ones. Write down all the things that you hold in your life. Write down all the negative experiences that you have had, the experiences that you view as negative, right? I'll say that you have. Right? And I want you to start sifting it through. Right? And you say in each one of them, does this fit over here in this basket that steal, kill, and destroy? Right? Does this rob me of my joy? Right? Does this disturb my peace? Right? And I want you to look at it, understand, if nothing else, and I keep on saying this, but I'm going to say it again. Okay? God is an 24/7, right? He's on the clock. 24/7, right? He doesn't take a time off. He doesn't say, okay, well, you know, during this hour and this hour, you know, I'm not working, right? He's in total control. He's in total control. He's in total control. And we could have conversations. He's in total control. And I strongly believe that if he's in total control, there are things that come to us that we may not understand, right? We may not understand. We didn't understand why Jesus had to suffer the way that he did. Why did they have to be so evil the way that they were? We don't understand, right? We don't understand why evil comes to us. We don't understand why, you know, like trauma come to us. We don't understand why there's experiences that are sent to us that are so hard to move through and move past. We don't understand, right? But I tell you this, right? Like Paul mentioned in Romans 5, right? Stand firm in your sufferings, because sufferings, right, builds character. Perseverance, and perseverance builds character. Missing a whole step, right? And if we change the narrative and flip the script and start seeing it and say, if there's God in this, right, there must be goodness in this. And if there's goodness in this, I'm going to rest on that goodness. I'm going to stand in that goodness and understand, right, that this was just a manure for the seed that God has planted in me. Right? And I'm standing to you before you today as a 41-year-old, right? With fruits ready to harvest, because I understand that those things that were sent to me to break me were not meant to break me, but they were meant to, let me back up. They were meant to break me, but they were actual fertilization for the seed that God has placed in me, right? Because we know the devil comes to send things your way to break you, right? But we flip the script on him and say, that's all right. Because I know you can't do nothing without God. You can't do nothing. You are powerless. You're powerless. You have no power. You have no authority over me, right? And if God allows it to come to me, I know there's something in it for me that's going to make me powerful, because that's who he built me to be, right? So I'm going to leave that with you. And I'm hoping that, you know, I wasn't rambling too much, but you got the message in some way, form, you know, some way, shape or form that you got the message. You know, I love you guys. I love that you continue to support me. And I hope that I continue to bless you the way that you bless me. And so I will see you next week, same time at 7 p.m. I'm going to go get some rest so I could like do some lawyer stuff. It's going to be a hectic week. I will see you guys next Monday. Peace. Love. Yes, yes, that concludes another amazing episode. I am so happy that you have stuck out with me on this journey, and I look forward to being here next week in the same space with you, sharing great energy and bringing, elevating our vibrations. And so until next week, I want you to have an incredible week. Stay true to yourself. And remember, the more you pour into you, the more you'll have to pour into others.